This is episode 26, Packing Pokes at Not So Amish Paradise.
You're on in 3, 2, 1.
This is Packing Pokes at, and I'm poking at your news.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Packard Pokes At. I am your unmutable and immutable host, Packard Sonic. On my right, and substituting for Eric, who's usually on his far right, is Zach of Zach's Mind.
What's up?
And joined us back from taking a little time off, because the show is... It's kind of stressful on him, and I can understand it's stressful on me too. Dan,
hello,
and still watching above on the perch. And I think she tore a few of us to shreds last time. No, I'm kidding. pecked at us is Vonnie.
What's up? I just like to copy Zach.
What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
Lovely. We just turned into a beer commercial.
all right.
I'm not getting the revenue from it, though. we have a good show for you this evening. We have a lot of good stories that I picked out throughout the week. And we have some quick corrections to make.
Uh-oh.
We goofed.
Tonight's corrections is I had a little error myself. Steve Jobs' obituary was accidentally released back in 2008, not last year like I thought it was, by Bloomberg, and not the New York Times, as I stated on last week's show. And there's a little error on Eric that needed to be fixed. Google's motto is, don't be evil, not do no evil. Totally different there. So just little corrections. I like to try to keep the show honest as much as possible. And if I make a mistake or anybody else makes a mistake, I'm not going to be afraid to correct them. So, and I know that the people I work with are professionals.
Really?
Is he talking about us?
I don't think so.
No, I would say that you guys would want to be corrected if you make a mistake.
Well, professional gives the indication that we're getting paid.
Oh, is that what that is?
Am I supposed to be getting paid? Are you guys getting paid?
No.
I want you guys getting paid.
I'm not getting paid either.
Hey,
so.
I'm as amateur as it gets.
Okay, I'm cool then.
All right, on to our tech stories for this evening. First tech story this evening. Another kind of walled garden, if you've ever heard the term, especially if you go anywhere to like a pay site, it's kind of considered a walled garden because you have to pay to get in, basically, and you can't export anything out. Facebook was like that for quite a long time. It was like a roach motel. You go in, but you can't leave. But in the UK, the ISPs want to make customers opt in to see pornography. Now, I was reading this, and I kind of thought, well, what is... I can understand they're trying to protect children, but if you have to opt in to... How would you do that? Would you guys say, yeah, I kind of want to get my pornography on my computer, and so, yeah, and then you get all kinds of labels, and then you get the funny looks, you know. Who would want to do this? I mean, it feels like to me that they're trying to, you know... Say, oh, well, Joe Smith over here on Dunning Road is a pervert because he likes seeing naked people. The problem with that is, if you look up the word breast, you sometimes will come up breast cancer. Or if you look at breast cancer, you will get, you know, pictures of women's breasts or whatever. Or testicular cancer. Or uterine cancer or anything like that. And those show those parts of the body. That's going to be a problem. I mean, that's my take on it. We will start out with Dan. What is your thoughts?
I mean, this has so many problems from the beginning. It's like the people trying to make up the laws don't understand the technology for one thing, and the only thing they care about is their next re-election. They don't really care about it's for the children and this and that bullcrap. Yeah. It's about money. For one, who gets to determine what's pornography and what's not?
Exactly.
I mean, technically, pornography is usually against the law.
Uh-huh.
Looking at naked people isn't. But who gets to decide what's what? I mean, there are places that you would go that have age disclaimers to begin with.
Uh-huh.
That you go in and it says, you know, this is a site for adults only. If you're an adult, click here. If you're not, go to Disney.com.
Right. Or just, you know, go to Google.com. Or if you can't,
yeah.
It also says on there, if it's not legal to look at your this in your state or country, then you need to click away.
Exactly. And then again, it's like, okay, what are they going to do to enforce this on the technical side? Is it going to be like some kind of firewall software that they have that you can buy to make sure that your kids don't access pornography that any 12-year-old can get around if they really want to?
Oh, yeah.
You know, and who maintains the list of what sites go on that and what sites don't? It's a non-problem. And they're trying to come up with something that makes them look like a golden child in order to fix this non-problem.
Yeah, and you can be literally blocked for any reason. I mean, if you just say, let's say you say the word pornography on your blog, there's this technologist that he has his blog that's blocked in China and several other places across the globe just because of what he does. Dvorak, that's it, Dvorak. He has his blog. He always talks about how his blog's blocked in several places. So, Zach, your thoughts?
Well, I may have misunderstood the article when I read it. As I understood it, there were four ISPs in the UK that were somehow working together to come up with a system in which people would have to opt in to see adult pornography on the internet.
Yeah.
That somehow it's not necessarily, it's like they're trying to police themselves to avoid getting the government intervention. So maybe I'm reading it wrong, but what it looked like to me was that they were going to filter the web for their customers. And if you didn't like the way they were doing it, I guess you could go try to find another ISP, but we're talking about the UK. They might only have four.
Right.
So, I mean, they're the four major ones, so you could try to find an alternative way of accessing the internet if you don't like the way they're policing it. But I'm very much against the idea of any ISP policing the internet.
Yeah.
However, this is kind of like going into a bar. The proprietor of the owner of the bar may have his own rules, and if he doesn't like you talking about Tupperware, then he's going to kick you out if you start talking about Tupperware. It's his bar.
Yeah.
And if you don't like it, then you just don't go to that bar anymore.
You
just stop going there, and he doesn't get your revenue. And if his rules are too restrictive, then he doesn't have a clientele.
Right.
So it makes more sense for an ISP to be as open and accessible as possible in order to get more people to come to them as opposed to someone else. I don't see the logic of censoring it. But there might be some people who have this family, or they have a family, and they want their children to be able to access the internet. And we're not going to police the internet so that only 12-year-old, you know, that a 12-year-old could access it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I do.
You can't do that, but there might be some way of being able to create a separate place that filters it for you so that your children are safe.
There are places like that. They already exist. Yeah, they do exist. There are things you can do to your router. And if you don't have a router on your modem, you might as well be naked on the internet anyway. I say this to everybody. I ask them, all right, what is on your router? I said, I don't have a router. You need to get a router, because if you don't have a router, you're just basically naked on the internet.
Well, but, I don't care. It's not like anybody looking at my whatever.
No. I have
porn on my computer, but it's very tame in comparison. to most people.
No, so, I'm saying that the router, what it does, it's a firewall. It's a hardware firewall. It protects you from the outside, not the other way around. And you can, on routers, you can change it to go to a certain ISP, or not to an ISP, but a certain DNS, in which case you can lock out certain sites, so you can control everything that's within your house. This is what they should do. If they want to do this, issue a router to these customers or have them lease them.
And let them decide for their household what is acceptable and what is not.
Right.
But don't try to police the entire internet and then filter it through to all of your customers. That's
wrong. Right, exactly. And what's behind this really is what's proposed is the Mothers Union of Christian Charity. that seeks to support...
Oh, no. Yeah. So there's like a MAD for internet?
Yeah. So, yeah, it's basically, they seek to support families worldwide.
Mothers Against Anything Fun.
Yeah. Isn't that mofo? Bonnie, your thoughts?
Sorry, I was on mute.
Yeah, come back to us, Bonnie.
So, okay, so what is the real issue that they're trying to push here? Is it that they don't want to have porn on the internet, or that they want to, like, blacklist people who look at porn on the internet?
Yeah, who knows with these people?
What they're saying is the problem is concern over what children are accessing on the internet.
Okay, but are they aware that just about any device on the planet nowadays has parental control? Like, I'm just saying, are they just
12-year-olds are smart
whining
they can get around
and
stuff.
Because it seems to me that politicians, particularly the right side, have discovered that if they appeal to the kind of backwood, redneck, kind of uneducated type of people, they're going to get lots and lots of votes.
Lowest
and I'm
common
just
denominator.
Wondering, yes, so I'm just wondering, is this just one more thing where they're trying to stir up so that they can make it look like they're actually doing something for their money?
Yeah.
Or are they actually going toward a point here, or are they just bitching?
I think it's a 50-50, I think. I don't know. These people, I really don't know what goes through their heads. I mean, the body.
Well, I think Dan hit it on the nail. I think it's money.
Yeah.
And when you can get paid to publicly bitch day in and day out and get paid really well for it,
yeah,
that's a pretty good gig.
Yeah. But, you know, the thing is, the top three searches on the internet, at least in the UK there, were YouTube, Google, and Facebook. And the fourth most popular query was sex. So, and the sixth on that list was pornography or porn. So they're seeing things because it just happened to make the top 10. They're saying, "Oh my gosh, this is terrible." It's like, "Oh, please. You guys are making way too much stuff of this."
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of the guy a long time ago on Twitter who said he was complaining because of the Family Guy show.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, and I said to him, you know, there's a really good solution. You could just not watch.
Right.
If only we could turn the GOP off as easily as you could turn off the TV.
Yeah.
You know, like, get it.
It's the problem with these people is that they it's not good enough for them that say, it's not that we don't want us to look at it. We don't want you to look at it either because you got to conform.
We want to control you.
Yeah, we want to control you, and you got to conform to what we think is right. Not what, because what apparently what you think is right isn't good enough, but because we're religious, we think we know what's right, and it's total nonsense.
A lot of censorship, particularly profanity, but also sex things. I mean, it comes down to two deals: excrement and fornication.
Yes.
Excrement and fornication.
Yeah.
That you cannot do the two things that humans have to do. We have to procreate and we have to excrete our bodily wastes.
Yeah.
It is insane to insist on these two things being censored. And, you'll protect the children. Children have to excrete their bodily wastes. They've known this from birth.
Yeah.
And they're going to have to learn how to fornicate eventually.
Yeah,
so why are you hiding this from them? Why are you trying to protect it? Why are we ashamed of what our bodies must do?
Yeah.
It is insane. Our entire culture is insane because we are ashamed of our own physical nature.
Yeah, they want us to make us ashamed. That's the whole problem.
Yeah. H.L. Mencken in his book, A Book of Burlesques, his definition of Puritanism is the haunting fear that someone somewhere may be happy. That's what they're up in arms about. Someone is having fun, and by gosh, it's not me. I got to stamp it out.
It reminds me of a story. I'll tell it off the air, but it's something that happened when I was younger. I'll tell it later. It's not it's not appropriate for this. Apple's free iMessage is expected to undermine characters' high-profit SMS business. Now, SMS businesses, you know, it's text messaging, basically.
Well, it's no different than BlackBerry Messenger.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying, is that they are trying to cut. They're going to be undercutting. Now, what you don't realize, do you know that when you send a text, If you do not have a texting plan, you are literally paying $1,500 to send 1 megabyte of text data rates are 20 cents percent and receive messages. A user could basically pay up that much for 1 megabyte of data. That is outrageous. It really is. I mean, if you the iMessage for the app for the iPhone undercuts this. Now, from what I understand, this can send to regular phones, regular SMS messages and pictures and whatnot, and receive them as well. If someone doesn't have this, but since it's going to be going over Wi-Fi, they're going to bypass the whole rigmarole there anyway. If you have a texting plan, hey, that's great, but this is literally a $7 billion a year profit. Or I should say, I'm sorry, it translates into $20 billion in revenue each year, with a $7 billion a year taken just by Verizon alone. So that's a big chunk of change. And ISP, these phone companies, they're going to start fighting back in some way. Maybe they'll start blocking it. Who knows? Vani, your thoughts?
Well, BlackBerry Messenger has been doing this for 6 years, at least that I know of, anyway. Mm-hmm. This isn't new, and I think it's high time. I mean, I even heard once that maybe Apple would get their own network.
Yeah, a lot of talk of that.
I think, really, it is forcing the big guns, the telephone companies and providers, to step up, and they'll gouge you every which way they can.
Oh, yeah.
They don't have a choice in this, and that's just the way the cookie crumbles. Like, technology is moving on. They gouge us every which way they can to make up for it already. But I just think boo-hoo for them. It's finally, you know, the consumer gets a break.
Yeah, finally. Well, you have to pay, you know.
But 500. Then again, I mean, I have an unlimited messaging plan, and it's like $5.
Yeah.
And I have it for my son. Ever since he's had a cell phone, I've had that. It's gone down in price. It used to be more expensive.
Oh,
now
yeah.
It's about half what I used to pay for him. And they are getting better with their – well, at least here. They are getting better with their plans. Anyway, I think they're realizing they have to move with the technology too.
Right.
I think that
– But, I mean, if you don't –
I'm still going to pay that plan. I'm still going to do that because – that iMessage, just like BlackBerry Messenger, isn't foolproof. It doesn't work with everything, and it only works with people who have the same device.
Yeah. Well, actually,
I still have to have that unlimited plan because, for example, his best friend, who he text messages with quite a bit, he's got an Android, so it wouldn't work, you know?
Well, actually, no, it would work because...
it would work only if they were within. I know what you mean because there's some apps, but you have to be within Wi-Fi to do that.
No, well, yeah. Well, if he's in Wi-Fi, well, if he's got a phone and he's got data access, it would go over the data, basically. Instead of going over the cell network directly from the SMS.
But a lot of times he's not in a data.
Oh, then then it would affect him.
Still have safeguards. So I'm just saying, for myself and my son, for an example, we both have iOS 5. I love iMessage. I love that you don't have to. It just knows, and you get two different colors. If it's SMS, it's green, and if it's iMessage, it's blue. It's like 8,000 times faster.
Oh, cool!
When it's iMessage, but I'm still going to keep those plans because it's not foolproof. So, they haven't lost any money with us.
Yeah. And to AT&T subscribers, for example, they get a $20 per month unlimited texting plan. So, you're only paying, what, five? And myself,
I pay five just for the unlimited messaging.
Yeah.
He pays 50 and he's got a great plan. It's a student plan and it's $50. It's just everything you need.
Yeah, see, on mine, it's all included. I can't pay any less or any more for the texting plan because it's all included. It's all unlimited anywhere in the country.
Right, so you're not going to cancel that.
No.
So they haven't lost any money with you either.
No, exactly.
And that's what they'll do. And that's what they've done with me, too, and with my son. They've bundled it. So.
Yeah, exactly. If it's already included in the plan.
Maybe Verizon needs to update their plan packages.
You know? Yeah, definitely.
They're obviously not on the ball because my provider and your provider seem to have it covered already.
Yeah, Verizon and AT&T, they're both old companies trying to find revenue in places where they're going to be going away. Zach, your thoughts?
I was reminded by a friend of mine earlier today on Twitter of something Robert Anton Wilson once said. He suggested that people get paid $50,000 if they can build a machine that causes their job to become obsolete. And I was saying that that doesn't work in the long term. Short term, it'd be a good idea. But then this guy, after he spends his $50,000, he's going to want to, you know, he's going to want a job so they can continue living. But what Robert Anton Wilson didn't realize, because he wasn't a psychic, but he was sort of forward thinking, that what's happening now is people are inventing software that can cause entire industries to no longer have a job.
Oh, yeah.
Which is sort of the direction that this looks like it's going. And it's going to get it's not perfect right now. Like you were saying, there is some issues as to whether or not it's compatible. It is in some places, isn't in others.
Right.
That's going to get fixed. That's going to get better. And as we get better with software and hardware, and we continue to progress, the Ma-Bells and the older technologies are just going to fade away and go the way of the horse and buggy.
Right.
That's innovation. That's progress.
Yeah.
But in the process, some people are going to lose their jobs.
Yeah. There was a lady that called in on a show that I listened to. She said her company, whole company, and it was way more than 10. I think it was like 50 or 100 people in this industry. And just because of iTunes, one simple program, they wiped out her whole company. So it fits exactly what you're saying. There's that.
Mm-hmm.
Dan, your thoughts?
I have an interesting phone plan in that, you know, it costs me $25 a month. I get unlimited data, mm-hmm. unlimited SMS texts, and 300 anytime minutes. And it's like, how can you go wrong with that? You know, yeah. So I look at what some people are paying for their text packages or data packages, and I'm like astounded. You know, it's crazy. But again, you know, as far as eliminating, you know, Ma Bell and Ma Bell's siblings and offspring now, I'm all for it. I'm a huge Robert Anton Wilson fan anyway. But, you know, it's just it's crazy. But they're going to fight tooth and nail, just like the recording industry has, and they're going to get a bunch of hack lawyers and form their groups about, filing about patents and copyrights here and there, mm-hmm. you know, to prop up what is no longer a valid business model.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure we may have seen the same thing. I don't know, but I'm sure there was probably a very similar kind of reaction going on when automobiles were introduced. The people that manufactured horse-drawn carriages and wagons were up in arms and fighting tooth and nail to say that, oh, this new stuff is wrong and it shouldn't be allowed, and doing anything they could to prop up their business model, because it's the only thing they knew.
Yeah, and it's going to go away, and they got to relearn, or they're going to expire.
Well, it's called circle the wagons. I mean, when you realize that you're under attack, and what you consider to be your livelihood is under threat, then you have to defend yourself. But you're going to get surrounded when you circle the wagons.
And the other problem with that, circling the wagons, eventually that circle gets smaller and smaller and smaller.
And you run out of resources, and you don't have a way out.
Exactly.
You don't have an exit plan. They don't have an exit strategy.
Right.
And so they're going to panic.
Yeah.
And go the way of the dodo.
Yep. Exactly. Now, we use Skype on this show to do our audio, and I like Skype. Now, I'm just glad that we don't live in Germany. And here's why. A German hacker group says it has found a Trojan program designed for spying on Skype communications. It alleges that it used for surveillance by the German law enforcement officials, which also has flaws that put the infected computers at risk for serious attacks by others. Not only does this a virus or malware that the Germans are putting on these people's computers, it can also take screenshots, and it can also copy, it'll take, let's see, it can take not only screenshots, but it can take your, it'll copy everything you say, like in Yahoo or any other messenger program, and that alone, it's a total invasion of privacy. Now, the funniest thing about this whole thing is that the malware that they use is called, it's been dubbed the State Trojan, or, funny enough, it's called the R2-D2, which is sad for George Lucas there, because R2-D2 is really cute. I can't think of why they would want to use this. But it, like I said, it was also, I'm sorry, I got the list here. Now, it says Skype, Yahoo Messenger, MSN Communications, keystroke logging, like in Firefox, Internet Explorer, and all the other browsers, and screenshots, as I said before. So it's a screwed up system. Why they're doing this? Who knows what these people, what's going through these people's head when they're putting this out there? Zach, your thoughts?
Well, I was watching Penn and Teller's new show this week, Tell a Lie.
Yes, or, I love that show.
One of the bits that they did this last time was something that I knew this one wasn't a lie because I've known about the technology for some time. You can take a laser pointer and get some other equipment from a Radio Shack, and you can put together a device that will allow you to listen in on people's conversations just by pointing the laser at the window of the room where they're in.
Yep.
Because glass vibrations will just transfer over to the laser pointer.
Yep.
Now, this can be prevented if you get special kind of windows that wouldn't allow the laser to work properly. But then they can just come up with new technology later that will circumvent that.
Oh, yeah.
And it's going to continue to happen. This is why we had the Cold War, because you build up over time. It's like, well, I got more tanks than you do. It's like, well, I'll just buy more tanks. It's like, okay, well, I'll get thermonuclear warheads. Well, I'll get more thermonuclear warheads than you. And it just keeps going up and up and up and up. I think there was a Doctor Who story about this.
Yeah.
Where it all escalates and it just keeps getting out of control.
Yeah.
This is part of natural progress. It's part of natural innovation. It's part of the human condition.
Yeah.
That you can accomplish X, and I don't want you to to accomplish X, so I'm going to have to do Y to stop you, and then you're going to do Z to stop me from stopping you from doing X, and it's in the progress we get Tang and we get Mentos and we figure out how to put Mentos with Coca-Cola and boop and all kinds of crazy innovations that come out of building, you know, the whole space race thing it gave us Tang.
I used to love Tang.
For that. I like Tang.
I used to love Tang, too. It's really good mixing with shakes and stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, powdered drinks in general. And ballpoint pens.
Yeah.
There are innovations that people didn't even pay attention to that happened because people in Russia and people in America were competing.
Yeah.
And I got Tang.
Exactly. And ballpoint pens that can write upside
ballpoint
down.
Ballpoint pens and all kinds of stuff.
Dan, your thoughts?
It's mind-boggling that they thought they would, you know, get away with it for an extended period of time. This type of thing in use by a government only works over the long term. And to think that nobody was going to notice.
Yeah, especially from hackers.
You know, obviously they bought into the story from whoever was selling them this software that, oh, it'll be undetectable and da-da-da-da-da. It's like, yeah, right.
You can't hide from a good hacker.
Yeah, well, you know, you can sell all kinds of stuff like that to people who don't understand the technology, and that's what's happened.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're going to continue to, you know, use things like Carnivore and other things that just, you know, soak up as much data as they can that's going everywhere and sift through it later.
Yeah.
And it's just going to have to come to the point where we, as citizens everywhere, are just going to have to use more and better encryption.
Yeah.
And which most of us don't use any at all.
Right.
But, you know, it's going to have to happen in order to keep us safe from the people we pay to keep us safe.
Yeah. And, yeah, we'll have to find some way to keep us safe from the people who are keeping us safe. Who's watching the watchers type thing.
Mm-hmm.
Vonnie, your thoughts?
I missed the first part of it. Are you talking about Facebook?
No, we're talking about hacker German officials using a backdoor in security to hack your Skype and
so we're talking about Facebook.
Skype, Yahoo.
Just another form, really. Like, yeah. I kind of agree with what Dan said. I know that Apple, with the new iOS, it has, under the tools for Safari, it has a private browsing option to prevent certain websites like Facebook from caching all your activity, not just the activity that's going on their site, but they have now found a way to track your activity everywhere you go on your online, on your whatever.
Well, this story is the German government's doing this, not Facebook.
Well, I don't think it's good either way.
Yeah.
I almost think that it's more risky with Facebook because there's a, with the government, they're held more accountable, well, at least here, where with Facebook, it goes to that, it's okay for the middle guy, you know, the age group and that type of person who is going to really be up on these things. But the kids these days, and like I think of my parents, you know, they're both on Facebook and they don't have a clue.
Yeah.
Like they don't even know what they're signing up for.
Oh, yeah. Well, just be glad they're not living in Germany. Otherwise, the Germans will be watching whatever they're doing.
So. Yeah.
Well, most people, I think, would it's not healthy, but most people, I think, would trust Facebook more than they trust the government right now.
Yeah, I don't think I don't even trust.
And that's pretty sad.
That is,
and that's kind of what I mean is that people are probably more apt to be carefree and reckless and just maybe ignorant and thoughtless on Facebook than they would something affiliated to the government because they don't trust the government.
Right.
I just assume I have no privacy.
Yeah, that's
the only reason why
but you don't. So.
Yeah, the only reason why people don't. Like, I don't have to worry about people spying on me. It's because nobody cares what I do.
Yeah.
I mean, if I ever became famous, then I'd be worried. But I don't think it's ever going to happen. So I don't need to have 10,000 forms of security on my system. I mean, if somebody happens to want to look at my computer and look at my porn, why? Go ahead.
Yes.
There's nothing there.
Reminds me, I need to talk to you later.
It'd be very boring. No, it'll be very boring. Trust me.
Oh, and we just fell down that hole.
I have a very boring. Trust me.
That's okay. All right, on to our next topic. Joe the Plumber has filed for papers to run for Congress. I thought we were done with this guy. He doesn't have a license to do plumbing after he basically got supported by McCain, and then he blames McCain for screwing up his life. He should have just, instead of, you know, getting involved with the Tea Party, he should have just said, you know, I asked my question to the president, I had my 15 seconds of fame, and now I'm going to go away because I'm not legal to, you know. But, yeah, I guess he didn't even know that he was going to be attacked by, you know, not attacked, but, I mean, investigated by these, because these people kept bringing him up, so... That's partially his fault and mostly theirs, but it's just so funny that he is going to try to run for Ohio's ninth congressional district. It's just so sad that, you know, that this guy he's been thrust into something I don't think he's even ready for. Dan, your thoughts?
It's really sad that he is just as qualified as many other members of Congress are. You know? that's the worst part of it.
Maybe I should run for Congress.
I mean, if the guy was upset about the scrutiny paid to his life just because of a mention and whatnot from McCain, boy, he's got a world of hurt coming if he decides to actually run for office.
Oh, yeah. He's gonna get nailed.
You know, just another Republican running for office, and like I said, he's just as qualified as many other people that are already there. He just got to come up with the money.
Yeah. Oh, well, he got quite all those endorsements and things earlier when he was being chased around by the Tea Party. They paid him all kinds of money to go and speak. Mm-hmm. Why? I don't know. What's he going to do? Come up there and tell him how the fitting works? Vonnie, your thoughts?
I think this is just goes to more of what I was saying before, is that politicians don't get paid to do anything but bitch these days. It's just the more stupid you can be and distract from the real issues, the more they're going to pay you. Seems that way anyways, from my observation from afar.
Yeah. the intelligence level of our politicians in many cases it's going down, and it's not getting any better. Before too long, we're going to have some of those like get up there with a stick, go, I want this, bang, bam, bam, you know, and they're going to go, oh, that's all good. Zach, your thoughts?
I disagree with what Joe the Plumber has to say, but I would fight to the death for his right to say it. More power to him. Abraham Lincoln wasn't an Ivy League dude, and he wasn't fancy. He wasn't like the politicians they have now. We need more plumbers in Congress. We need more regular people. We need more peanut farmers.
You're saying that he could actually turn in because...
Oh, no. I don't think he's going to be able to make things better by himself, but I would rather have a plumber in that position than a career politician, because a career politician doesn't know what it's really like to live in the real world. He hasn't really experienced it the way that you and I have.
That's interesting.
Whereas somebody who's actually, you know, put in a hard day's work on construction, for example, or a waiter or something and admittedly, everybody's done that. I mean, politicians weren't born politicians. They start, you know, they work their way up the ranks.
Right.
But there's something about a person who's a career politician, though, that just doesn't seem to get it. They pretend to understand their constituents, but they don't really.
Yeah.
So if Joe the Plumber wants to see if he can do better, more power to him. You go, girl. I'm behind you, about 10 leagues behind you, but I'm behind you.
Interesting. That's an interesting thought. Our next story, if I can remember. Oh, I'm sitting here just listening to you. I forgot what I was doing.
I have that effect on people.
Alabama law has made it a felony, a Class C felony, which is punishable up to 10 years in prison, for immigrants to have water in their homes. This is, I read this and I was like, why would they do this to people? If you're an illegal immigrant and you take a bath because you didn't furnish the city with a proper ID, then you could literally go to jail. Well, you get a lot of free baths then, you know. It's completely pointless. What is going through Alabama's mind? I mean, I know these Republicans down there are just insane on this. Oh, we got to get rid of the immigrants. Got to get rid of the immigrants. And then the crops rot in the field. And then they go, well, bring them back. Bring them back. There was an episode of South Park just recently. Yes, I do watch South Park. That these immigrants, everybody left to go to Mexico. And they were trying to keep, and Cartman was trying to keep one, which was Butters, out of the United States because he was playing a game and they didn't realize it. So all these people who are on the border, they're shooting at Cartman saying, let him in. We need them. So it's like immigrants help build this country. And they do a lot of the jobs that some of us, many of us, feel like, hey, we're just too good for that. But to deny them a simple, basic human right as water, because they have a bug up their butt, to tell them that they're going to go to prison for 10 years because they want to use water, it just astounds me. Vonnie, your thoughts?
Well, who's going to monitor this?
Yeah.
Like, seriously? Oh, he's got a glass of water. I can see.
Yeah,
in jail. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's if they're getting water to their home. You know, it says here that if in Alabama you have to picture car ID card on file with an effect by the date.
If they were illegal immigrants, how would they have a home?
Exactly.
You're worried about water?
Water is such a natural, it's such a scarce resource in this country.
If they're illegal immigrants, how would they have a home?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. A lot of them somehow.
That's easy.
Yeah.
But don't you think that might be a greater concern than a glass of water?
That's the whole point. They don't care about the water. They want to make things miserable for the undocumented immigrants.
Yeah.
Right.
That's their whole shtick down there. They want, you know, it's already against the law to be an undocumented immigrant in this country. They just want to make it more illegal, so they have more things. And it's like, oh, well, you know, if we just catch this guy being an undocumented immigrant, he gets deported. But if we catch him being an undocumented immigrant trying to get water turned on to this apartment, we got him on a felony, and we can send him up the river for
10 years.
You know, 4 years for trying to get the water turned on, and we'll send him up to my buddy's private prison enterprise up here in the north end of the state, and I'll get a nice little kickback for that.
Oh, yeah. And they're even doing it with electricity as well. Go ahead, Zach. Go ahead.
Well, I'm sorry. When you deport the guy, he just jumps over the border again. I mean, you send him home, he'll just come back. But if you can imprison him with a felony, you lock him away, and he's no longer a threat to you.
Yeah.
I'm reminded of John Lennon. Imagine there's no countries. It isn't hard to do. We have boundaries. Why do we still have boundaries? Yeah. What is this? Mm-hmm. I don't understand. I mean, Mexico, there's all this crud going on in Mexico, and I'm like right next door here in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And there, and Perry was wanting us to send the National Guard in. Like, that would solve it. Like,
that's
the problem. We need a war on our own border.
Yeah.
That's going to solve it.
Yeah.
The answer is to get with the Mexican government and go, look, you guys are not handling this properly. We need to work with you and eventually turn Mexico into another state. not against their will, but work with them diplomatically until we can get rid of the cartels and make sure that the people of Mexico have a decent government that works for them, not against them.
The state of Mexico. We'll have New Mexico. We'll have state of Mexico. Why not? You know what's even...
That'd be cool. We already got New Mexico. Let's get Old Mexico.
Sure. We'll just name Mexico to Old Mexico, and then this way we'll have the new and the old. It's like the new Coke and the old Coke. You know what's even worse is that tax evaders in that state only get 5 years in prison. They're going to get 10 years in prison.
Illegal immigrants.
Yeah. It's just so funny that they make up these stupid laws. And the only thing that they're hurting is themselves in the long run. Back to Wisconsin again for our next little piece of politics. Now, out in Pennsylvania, I report on this a couple weeks ago that Pennsylvania is changing the rules so they can, if you get so many votes, like when Barack Obama got most of the votes in Pennsylvania, they had to give him all the electoral votes. But because he would have lost this particular, I think it was the popular vote or whatever, in this one section of it, they wouldn't have given it to him otherwise. So they're changing the laws. Back to Wisconsin, they're doing the same. They're trying to do this election rigging here. It just the what's going on out there in Pennsylvania, it's kind of dying off because they're not getting the support that they thought they were going to get. But they're going to say, oh, well, since we didn't get it out there, let's just move this to a whole other state. And since Wisconsin is usually a leader in like unions, your weekends off, you only have to work 40 hours. It basically started here in Wisconsin, but they're trying to change things here as well. It just blows my mind. Dan, your thoughts?
It's the conservative, neocon, Republican, Tea Party, whatever you want to call them.
Mm-hmm.
It's their war against the voters. It's continuing. They're doing everything they can to make it more difficult for people to vote. And over the years, the fewer people that turn out, the better the Republican Party does.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what they're counting on. They're going to do anything they can, lie, cheat, and steal, like most, you know, politicians, to win.
Yeah.
And they don't care. They don't care about the people. They care about being reelected.
Yeah. Or keeping the person that they don't like out of office. Matter of fact, they did a mock election just to sign up for to vote. Here in the Madison area, or not? I'm not in Madison, but it was down in the Madison area. And from the results, just to get the permit, just to be able to vote, went so badly that if you're trying to sign up to vote, you'd be turned away. It's getting worse and worse and worse. And I think we should just we should do like so many years of people not being able allowed to run our government. Like 10 years for the no Republicans allowed to run the government for 10 years because they keep holding us back anyway. That's just me. I'm just you know, as Zach always says, he's spitballing. But I think that we should just keep the Republicans out of office for at least 10 years, and maybe we can get something accomplished in this country. Vani, your thoughts?
I just think that people who run for office should be educated and capable of actually doing the job, not capable of standing behind a podium and bitching and whining and smiling pretty. And, you know, it's just, it's ridiculous. Especially from what I've seen in the past few years with regards to the Republicans in America. Like, it is so beyond ridiculous now. Nobody can even take it seriously. I can't believe that they are getting paid to behave this way. And the country is going in the toilet, and they don't get it. They don't see how that might be, you know, a problem.
Yeah.
It just blows my mind.
Well, that might be their intent. That might be their plan all along, to just make things worse.
Yeah. What your thoughts on that, Zach? Go ahead.
Well, I mean, I'm one of the many people who have given up, and I no longer vote. And people get upset with me. It's like, well, you can't complain if you don't vote. It's actually the opposite. This sort of behavior actually belittles and lessens the effect of those who do vote, because it's manipulating the numbers. It's affecting how your vote gets counted, or whether or not your vote even gets counted, and what it actually means. Here in Texas, they have gerrymandering of districts that are so ludicrously absurd, it's laughable.
Yeah.
They claim that this is supposed to make it more fair to minorities, but they are manipulating and controlling where the numbers, because they know who votes where, and they know that if I can add this section of land to this section of land, then it'll benefit the Republicans in the next election.
Yeah.
It's all manipulation and control, and that completely diminishes the point of voting in the first place.
Right.
Because they are making it look like they're winning when if we just had a flat grid across the board, the numbers would be more fair and equal.
Yeah, that would be nice.
They don't want to do that. But they won't do that because it doesn't benefit them.
No.
And again, we're going back to circling the wagons. The idea is I'm trying to defend my side. You're saying that you want to just completely remove the Republican Party for 10 years. Then there wouldn't be a Republican Party if that happened. They're trying to protect their little corner of the world.
Yeah.
They want to remain relevant and valid without actually changing their opinions about things to make them more relevant.
Yeah, you know, I think in the next 10 years anyway, the way the Republican Party is going, they're self-destructing anyway. Unless they get somebody in there that actually has a brain.
Well, the conservative viewpoint is, I want yesterday. I don't want tomorrow. I want yesterday.
Yeah.
And the Democratic viewpoint, or the more liberal viewpoint is, we want tomorrow. We want change, and we want it today.
Yeah.
So you've got these two differing extreme forces going on. But the conservative party has no choice but to eventually accept defeat in little ways here and there as they progress. But they're going to protect and circle the wagons on all the little things that they think are important. And they're going to call them family values, and they're going to do everything they can to defend and shore up the stuff that they believe is important.
Right.
Because change is inevitable. Change is going to come. They don't have any control over that. But
right.
How that change happens, that they can manipulate, and they can drag their feet as, you know, and just weigh us all down as long and as hard as they want.
Yeah. Unfortunately, change is usually, like you said, it is inevitable, except from a vending machine.
And change isn't always a good thing. I'm not always very pleased with liberals because they don't care necessarily what the change is. They just don't want what we have now. They want tomorrow, today. And that's not always the right thing, the right way to go either.
Yeah. Well, it depends on what it is. If it's something that benefits mankind, then keep it. If it doesn't,
but sometimes you don't know that. Sometimes you think it up front, it looks like it's going to save mankind or do good things, and then you actually accept the change, and then the ramifications, the consequences of that change make things worse. But you didn't know that going in.
No, but I'm talking stuff that we've already experienced, and we know that these things are going to work. I mean, we have history. You know,
yeah, we can learn from history.
Exactly.
It would be nice if politicians actually did that.
Yeah, like that's going to happen. Give me the news. Three people were hospitalized when pot brownies were served at a funeral. apparently, there was 271-year-old women and one 82-year-old man were taken to the hospital in an emergency room Saturday after following a friend's memorial service when a tray of pot brownies was offered. They complained of nausea, dizziness, and inability to stand without assistance. Apparently, the seniors didn't know that the marijuana-laced brownies were being offered in memory of their friend, who would eat them regularly. But the thing was, the police said that these brownies were put out without anybody being told that they were pot in them. Well, if you're at a funeral and you got a lot of old biddies around that, you know, don't, you may be too uptight about stuff like that, they're going to go, oh, there's pot in those. Then you got a whole other mess. Then you got police everywhere. And someone's going to get arrested because there was pot in there. So that's a whole it's a mixed bag. Zach, your thoughts?
Well, I mean, it's a catch 22. I mean, you're wanting to honor your friend, and you're a group of younger people, and you bring brownies to the funeral because that's what he would have wanted.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't tell these older people that that's what they are, and then they go, "Ooh, brownies," and then they start eating them. You probably, if I was in that position, I probably wouldn't think anything of it. It's like, okay, so they'll get a little high. They're 70, 80 years old. It'll probably give them a good time. Well, but they end up having, you know, ended up being a bad time because they can't handle it.
Yeah, exactly.
You didn't know that going in. So, again, the consequences of change.
Yeah. Well, apparently that there was must have been a friend of these 71-year-old women and the 82-year-old man. Apparently he ate it regularly. Maybe they didn't know what he was up to.
Yeah, they may not have known that what he was really like.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't.
He
we
was
don't
know loaded the details all the time.
I mean, were the people who made the brownies also 70-some-odd years old, or were they younger people?
I don't know. It does not say. It just says the seniors didn't know the marijuana were laced with brownies. So it was in memory of their friends. So
we don't know the details.
No,
so.
They didn't give much more details than that. So, right. Dan, your thoughts?
I'm sorry I missed the funeral. Damn. The reason they were hospitalized is that they complained of nausea, dizziness, and an inability to stand without assistance. Well, that means they're old.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't have even questioned it. I'm only 41.
I mean, oh, geez. People being hospitalized for marijuana and hospitalized for LSD is generally what they're being hospitalized for is having a panic attack because... Yeah. They have been talked into thinking that they really can't deal with what's going on, usually by the police or someone else who has said that they have their best interest in mind.
Yeah.
If people were to simply leave these two 71-year-old women and the 82-year-old man to sit and talk about their friend and... thought that maybe there was something in the wine or whatever, everything probably would have been fine. But, you know, somebody had to make a big deal out of it.
It did say that they were complaining of nausea. Maybe, you know, whoever baked them, maybe he didn't know the recipe properly. And
maybe they were just crappy brownies.
Yeah, exactly. Don't blame the pot. Blame the brownie.
Yeah.
Bonnie, your thoughts?
I think because three of them were feeling the very same things, they may have thought they had food poisoning. That may have been a reason that they went to the hospital. If three people suddenly got sick in a group of people, I would question that. I would think, geez, now they're in their 70s. Maybe we should take them to the hospital.
Yeah.
Secondly, I've tried drugs once in my life, and I did not like it. And I really did not like it. Like, I never, ever want to feel that way ever again. And so it affects different people different ways. And it may very well affect a 70-year-old who's never done drugs, quite perversely compared to someone who might be
used to it.
So, you know, there's that to it as well. And for in memory of their friend, why be sneaky about it? Why be secretive about it? If this was something that they were doing because their friend did this and it was in memory of their friend, why would they not tell, particularly the elderly, but why wouldn't they tell everyone? Because I would be just as offended if someone did that to me. I'm only 41. I would be really, really pissed.
Yeah. It might be that the fact is that They just didn't know that their friend did this because, you know, you don't know everything.
No, but I mean, I would someone offers me a brownie, I'm not going to say, oh, are these like the party brownies or are they just normal brownies? I'm going to assume that they're just normal brownies.
Yeah.
I would assume someone would have 2 cents in their head to say, oh, you might not want to have one of those.
Right.
Like someone had to give them the brownies or at least put the brownies down on a table. They should.
Or
very irresponsible of someone.
Yeah. Or they may have thought, well, hey, this guy was a friend of theirs. Maybe they thought they knew that
that's pretty lame assumption, especially at a funeral. People are already grieving, and then you got an elderly group arriving. Like, I think that was just horrible.
Yeah. I'm saying that because of the elderly people there was their friend, so they assumed that this person knew that this guy was doing this stuff, and they figured, well, maybe they just partook in it as well. Who knows? Our next story here: a man underwent extensive plastic surgery to look like Superman. This is out of he's in the Philippines. This is what he had done to him. He had a chin augmentation. And there's a photograph, and this will be posted at packardpokes@wordpress.com. So he could have, you know, that strong Superman cleft chin, nose job, that's rhinoplasty, to make it look like Christopher Reeves, silicone injections into his lips to make them bigger, implants into his thighs to make them bigger because, you know, apparently just lifting weights wasn't enough. So and he's wearing this suit like it's a rag because he doesn't fit it. And then he's standing next to all these other statues, and he does not fit the bill. But he's got the curly Q on his head. I mean, please. There's been people who want to change their appearance. Like, there's this lady who's living out in New York. She wanted to make her face look like a cat. So she's basically like a she looked like a lion. She got she was dating this plastic surgeon, so she could get plastic surgery. And she just like she's all messed up because she looks like she walked out halfway out of the jungle and then stopped and ran into a wall or something. It was just really bizarre. Dan, your thoughts?
Wow, it definitely takes all kinds.
Yeah.
Why on earth would anybody go through all this? I mean, the guy, I think the guy has a screw loose, you know? And he apparently seems to have a lot more money than he has since. I just don't understand it. It's if you're wealthy, you're eccentric.
Yeah.
If you're poor, you're nuts.
At least he didn't try to look like the Joker.
Yeah.
But if he was, if he tried to look like Batman, at least he could wear the cowl, and he wouldn't have to worry about all the extra stuff. You know, who'd want to look at him anyway? Ivana, your thoughts?
I think I can't help but think of Michael Jackson, and I mean, the man ended up, well, we all know what he ended up like, so, yeah. But it goes to show you, like what Dan was saying, I mean, you can have all the money in the world, but you can't buy security, you can't buy a sense of being settled within yourself.
Yeah.
That's something that takes time and effort, and I think when you try to buy it and compensate for it with other things, changing yourself from head to toe and having a pet chimp and a, you know, whatever. I just think that I feel sorry, honestly. I feel sorry for people who go to the extremes like that because I think underneath there's a person who really just desperately needs to be loved. Like, I feel really bad for them.
Yeah, it's just sad that this guy thinks he has to look like him to get, maybe he's just trying to get approval. Who knows? Like
said, exactly. And the bottom line is he's not happy with who he is already.
Yeah. And that's even what's worse. Zach, your thoughts?
Well, first off, Packard, and I apologize ahead of time, but this is a pet peeve with me. So that you don't have to make a correction next week, you said Christopher Reeves. I believe it's Christopher Reeve.
Oh,
it's
I'm
George
sorry.
Reeves. Christopher Reeve was the gentleman who played Superman in the motion picture.
Oh, you are correct. I'm sorry.
And George Reeves did the TV version of the black and white, and there were a couple of seasons that were in color.
You're right. I have a tendency to put an S sometimes when I was thinking.
Yeah, because it's hard. I do that too. George Reeves, Christopher Reeve. It's very hard to remember.
Yeah. Actually, the article that this came from actually has the name as Christopher Reeves too. They messed up.
Really?
Too.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So that, it's really easy to make that mistake. So
yes,
just
that's why I just read it from there. So that's what, that's so it wasn't quite my mistake. It's just right there.
Right.
But the other thing is,
there's a gentleman by the name of Christopher Dennis who goes, there's like a Hollywood Walk of Fame in California. Mm-hmm. He dresses up as Superman and takes pictures for tourists. He doesn't have any plastic surgery. He can't afford it. And he doesn't look exactly like Christopher Reeve. He looks a little bit too thin and gaunt for Christopher Reeve. But he pulls it off because he believes in it. He doesn't need plastic surgery. Or even to buff up the costume to look like he's got muscles. He sort of exudes this demeanor when he's in the costume where I'm Superman.
Yeah.
And the confidence pulls it off.
That's the difference, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, and I'm all for body modification. If people want to do that, more power to them. It doesn't hurt anybody else. If anything, it's self-harm, but it's their choice. I don't think we should question that, and I don't think we should necessarily look down on them because of that choice. And as science progresses, it's going to get even crazier. We're going to go more towards cyborg possibilities in the future as technologies continue. And again, if you have the money and you feel like you need it, fine. But Vonnie's right. You can spend millions of dollars trying to improve yourself physically. If you don't have the confidence inside, you're wasting your money.
Exactly. Yeah.
More power to you. Go ahead and waste that money. It helps the economy.
If they want to waste their money, they
find the confidence in yourself.
Exactly. If they want to waste the money, they can just give it to me. I'll waste it for them. I'll put it to good use.
I'm much more impressed by someone like Christopher Dennis who can just walk around in that absurdly insane costume and pull it off.
You know,
he's almost an entertainer opposed to someone trying.
Almost,
to
the man is an entertainer.
Inside.
He's walking entertainer. He's amazing.
That's like going to a sci-fi convention, and people dress up. I went to a Star Trek convention once, and people were dressed up and things like that, and people were going, hey, you look like so-and-so. You kind of look like you're dressed like him. Can I get a picture taken with you? So it's like, I was thinking, like, okay, I was talking with somebody, and it's like, yeah, that's what I want to do. I want to get a picture of some schmo that happens to wear a costume, and me with him, and it's like, who's this guy? I don't know. He just happened to be in costume, so I took my picture with him.
It's somebody who's actually pulling it off, I'd like to stand by somebody who looks like Wolverine in that yellow spandex outfit and is actually pulling it off. I wouldn't do it if the guy, because like Hugh Jackman couldn't pull it off. The guy's a phenomenal actor, don't get me wrong, but you couldn't put him in that outfit. He would not have been able to play Wolverine.
No, I don't think so, in the
yellow spandex. But a person who can actually walk around in the original cartoon style look and at a comic convention and you look at him and you go, yeah, that's Wolverine. Then sure, I want my picture taken next to that guy.
Well, I can kind of see that.
But if it's a stupid outfit, if he looks like a dork, I'm not going to know.
There was a guy, we have, I don't know if you've heard of the West Edmonton Mall. It's a pretty big place, and the theater is like two blocks long. It's huge. And there was this fella dressed up a couple years ago, like Johnny Depp from the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh.
I am telling you, the man, it's like you say, was so convincing.
Yeah.
And like, I was swooning. Like, he had me convinced.
Nice.
he was like the pirate, that sexy pirate. He looked so much like Johnny Depp, but he had really, really sparkly teeth. And he was just
sparkly teeth.
He wasn't one of those pirates. He didn't go that far, but oh yeah, it was great. And kind of feeling like he had such confidence in himself, and nobody was looking at him like he was weird at all. It was, if anything, I was like, oh my gosh, like I. Like
that's the real trick when you go to a costume deal at a science fiction convention. If you're going to go in costume, don't worry about what you look like. That's the whole point.
Just
go and have fun. There's so many people who do that. They get the costume and then they're walking around and they're just walking around like they're normal.
Yeah.
And they're not actually trying to play the role, you know? It's like, why'd you get out of bed?
The people who go to extremes, like Michael Jackson. It didn't matter what he did to himself. He was never believable. Right. He was never carrying it off because
he was never right in his own skin. He never felt comfortable in his own skin, and you could tell.
I feel real bad for them. But we need to get moving on. We're starting to run long again.
Sorry.
Right. Yeah! Four Amish men were accused of forcibly cutting the hair of beards in a religious dispute. But when you think of the Amish, usually, you think, oh, you guys got these humble guys, somewhat, you know, they got the black, they're walking around with their long beard and their black coats or black hats or tan or whatever color. Because I don't think they have the word color more than blue or black or white and tan outside the vocabulary. But these people, they're having a dispute over religion. Now, that's the last place I would have expected. But, you know, religion in itself has been evolving because there are so many sects, so many different religions out there. It was eventual that these people were probably doing this. It may have been going on all this time. We just didn't know about it. Apparently, one of the people who was attacked was a 74-year-old man. And a 13-year-old girl. I mean, because they think that their hair has something to do with how well they are attached to God or whatever. I mean, it's hair, people. It grows back. Just because your hair is going to be a little shorter next year doesn't mean anything. Just means your hair is shorter. I mean, but they're attacking these people, and they were getting arrested for attacking the cutting the hair. It's really stupid. But, well, I know one thing. They'll never hear this podcast. Vonnie, your thoughts?
I don't get it. I don't get it.
I don't get it either. It's so strange. I don't know what goes through these people's heads.
Should I jump in line and try to explain it?
Yes.
Okay. The reason why the hair is, and please correct me if I'm wrong. We can do a correction next week if my memory is faulty.
Well, if you corrected,
but as I understand it. They keep their beard from youth, essentially, from the point that they start to grow their beard, because their God made them this way and they're trying to honor their God. But if some event happens in their life where they commit a sin, or they feel uncomfortable, you know, like they've disconnected to God and then they've reconnected, they will shave their beard to make a statement about that, and then. From that point on, they will keep the beard going, and the longer the beard is, the longer they have been pure and connected with their God. What's happening here is that the people who were allegedly accosting these guys and trying to shave their beards, they were saying, "You are wrong. You have embarrassed all of us in front of our God, and we have to cut off your beard because." You need to clean up and start over because you failed.
Yeah, and one of these people was apparently had been accused of having sex with a minor, and that might have been that guy and the girl. Now, that's the thing
but this is how they mark their people in their culture,
right.
so that others who don't know, strangers that are among the Amish, but they are strangers to their little group, they can look at this person and know, oh, they've recently committed a sin, but they have a smaller beard. The long beards are considered very important among their kind. It means that person has gone several years. And is still in, you know, still walking that narrow path with God.
Right, but
it's important to them. This matters to them. It's stupid, but it's part of their deal.
Yeah, and it's also a very misogynist society.
Oh, because, very. The whole society is very misogynist.
Yeah, because they attacked this 13-year-old girl. I mean, they cut her hair because it was they're shunning her. This is a way of shunning them, apparently. Because they are attacking her. They are blaming her. She's the victim here. She didn't go into this willingly. She didn't say, hey, 74-year-old dude, let's get it on. No, I mean, what 13-year-old girl would go through her mind, see a 74-year-old guy and go, yeah, I want some of that. No, I don't think so. Doesn't matter how much money they have. There's no 13-year-old girl that's going to do it. But they attacked her because this happens in other countries, too.
Wait, when you say they attacked her, what do you mean by attack?
They cut off her hair.
They held her down, probably in a chair.
No, they cut off her hair.
Cut the hair on the back of her head because for women, long hair is important.
Right.
In that culture.
Yeah.
If it's been shortened, it's because they have transgressed against God.
Right. It says here the Bible says women are
religious ridiculousness.
Yeah, exactly. It says here that the Bible says women are not to cut their hair. That the hair is a blessing. Yeah. Right. And is part of a woman's beauty, and it belongs to their husband. To have it,
of course, it does.
Yeah, exactly.
Women are property in this culture.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And more than slaves.
Exactly, and to have their hair forcibly cut is to be shamed. So they're shaming this poor girl because she was a victim, And like I said, it's a misogynistic group, and I wish people like this would just grow up and just realize.
It's religion, though. Excuse me, it's religion. If it's not one basket of crazy, it's another basket of crazy. Oh, that's religion, organized religion for you.
Religion is a basket of crazy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's just one flavor versus another flavor of crazy. It's crazy.
Earlier we were talking about conservatives and how conservatives are holding on to, they don't want change. Well, this is the extreme. The Amish community are clinging to a conservative viewpoint of religion that is hundreds of, if not thousands of years old.
Yeah.
And they do not want to come into the 21st century. They don't want to leave the 19th. They're still holding on to this ideal, and they have to segregate themselves from the rest of America.
I think because 17th.
If they connect themselves to us, they realize that their idea falls apart.
Yeah.
Their concept, their beliefs, just system, it does not hold water when you look at reality.
Exactly. Dan, your thoughts?
One particular article about this situation. There's one line here that just screams out. It says, attempts by the Tribune Chronicle to contact members of local Amish communities for comment were unsuccessful. I guess they didn't answer the phone. You know?
They might have a phone. They have one phone that's hanging off on the edge of their property.
Yeah.
Actually,
no chair next to it, and you have to have permission from the elders to go use that phone.
Yeah, actually, from what I understand, some of them, they actually do have some modern technology, have the phone there, but it's supposed to be for extreme emergencies, like, say,
someone got their
leg cut off or something.
What kills me about all religions is how they can justify making, like, there's loopholes, and, there's always an exception, but yet, they're so strict about it, but we'll just look, turn a blind eye about that. But everything
tractors are very popular among the Amish community and more recent. In the last couple of decades, a lot of Amish communities are accepting a tractor. But it's like an older tractor. It's not like the latest thing on the market.
So that makes it okay.
My guess is this particular group wouldn't be. Bishop of this group, Sam Mullett, is very, very ultra-Orthodox and was pushed out of one of the other local Amish communities for being too strict.
Yeah, so he probably sees his oxen and horses.
Oh, yeah, and he believes that the county sheriff has no jurisdiction because he goes by God's law, so that the state has no jurisdiction.
And
he's been at odds with the local sheriff on several other occasions, too. My guess is the community is going to be very, I don't know about his particular Amish group, but the community as a whole should be much better off if the guy ends up going to jail.
Yeah.
There's your God's law. Bye. It's pathetic. They think that their particular religious beliefs trump anything else. And it's like, well, I'm sorry, we don't live in a religious society. We live in a secular society.
Right.
If you want to be a member of it, fine. If you don't, there's the door.
Yes, exactly.
Well, that's just it, though. These people have segregated themselves. They put themselves as far away from our society as they physically can.
I mean,
without getting off the planet, because they cannot connect themselves to us directly. If they do, then their belief systems are shattered. It falls apart. So if they could, they would make their property un-American. They would make their property just God's law.
Yeah.
And God's law being how they interpret their Bible.
Exactly.
And they would not want no connection with the outside world. But there are some things like emergencies, for example, and the fact that the government's not going to allow them to just hide off. What was the movie The Village, was it?
I don't know.
Which was like the big mega example, the extreme, way, way extreme of this. It's what Amish people would really like to do if they could completely disconnect themselves.
Yeah,
they would.
Yeah.
Well, the elders would. The youngsters may not. They like the idea.
Yeah, but I just mean it's not just Amish. Every religion would like to take it to the extreme. This society prevents them from doing so. But
well, Rick Perry. He's notorious for this. I mean, he has this this belief that God has called him and that he is meant to be. It's all this political stuff is just it's what's the word? It's it's a necessary evil.
Yeah.
But right. The inevitable destiny is that he is going to become president because his God told him he is.
Yeah, so he thinks anyway. But speaking of God's law, a KC bishop was charged for not bringing porn to the police. Apparently, this bishop had known that the priest there had porn on his computer for, let's see here.
Well, that's a step up from raising little kids.
Well, yeah.
Give them the porn.
But it was child pornography. It was child pornography. It wasn't just regular porn. It was child porn.
What was I thinking?
What were you thinking? But apparently, it like I said, it had been several months. It says here it was discovered in May. It says the report. He failed to report suspicions against the priest from December 16th, 2010, when the photos were discovered to May 11th of 2011. When the diocese turned them over to the police at that time, he denied the bishop Finn. He denied any wrongdoing in the statement. And you know the thing is, he's out of the country. They've indicted him, and he's out of the country. Do you think that he knows he's been indicted? Do you think he's going to want to come back because they know that when he steps off that plane, handcuffs. You know, he could face a maximum penalty of 1 year in jail, $1,000 fine if convicted, and a misdemeanor of this misdemeanor. And the diocese also faces $1,000 fine. It's just so strange that all these people they still get it. I know that they're using child pornography, but this is not any better because they don't know the reason why they were going after him on this is because they don't know. Maybe they had this kid somewhere in their congregation and they're taking pictures of him. They want to, I guess they want to look at the picture to make sure that it's no one in their congregation. Dan, your thought?
It's crazy. The guy's obviously, decided not to say anything in order to try to hush things up to a certain degree and mm-hmm. get somebody out of the way.
Yeah.
It's pathetic. Again, it's a group of people who think they're above the law.
Yeah, it's really sad. Vani, your thoughts?
I was wondering what brought on after 5 months. I wonder what prompted them to finally do something about it.
Yeah, apparently they, from what I understand, if I remember reading this correctly, there was something wrong with the computer, had to be taken in for servicing.
Oh, so they didn't technically fess up.
Right.
They technically got caught.
Yeah, I believe. I could be wrong. I thought I remember reading that here somewhere, but I could be really wrong. And some of the pictures apparently were from 2 and 3 year old girls with their genitals exposed. So it's just... Yeah, a computer technician found the laptop. Yeah, apparently did take it in for servicing. And the technician found the pictures, hundreds of what he called disturbing images of children. Most of them fully clothed and focuses on their crotch areas. And then the picture of the 2 and 3 year old girls. I mean, 2 and 3 year old girls is disgusting. It really is. Zach, your thoughts?
I have no thoughts. We have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. I'm just channeling Eric.
Preach it, brother.
There's really nothing more that can be said about religious priests and all that and getting caught with child pornography or getting caught raping children. I mean, how much more do we have to take before we can just close up shop on all the churches?
No, I'm kidding. Yeah. Seriously.
I mean, it's
why are we still
what has not been
them...
said about this and why is it still proliferating? Why is it still continuing? Why are people still allowing this charade to continue?
It's money and power.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's one thing that I really think I'm big on is that we need to stop. We need to keep pushing for churches not to get tax breaks.
Yeah, I definitely for that. They're a pariah in our country.
A long time coming to see that.
It's going to be a long time coming, unfortunately. A robber prayed with a disabled victim. He broke into her house and demanded money and said, "Oh, I only have is $5," and takes the $5 and goes through her wallet and finds $20 more and then sees that she's disabled and says, "Oh, well, you're disabled, so I'll pray with you." And it's like, but he didn't give the money back. That no, I think he would. He was being a church in his own way because he's taking the money. He's not giving it back. But I'll pray for you.
Wow.
Then he ran, but he got caught eventually a short time later. It's just people like this just floor me. I mean, it just, why? If you're going to go in there, you don't go in and say, oh, you're poor. You've got such bad things. I'll pray for you. I just broke into your house. Why would I sit there and pray with you? It's like, take the money,
like that
go.
That makes it all better.
that made it all better. Yay. Oh, brother. Zach, your
Give
thoughts.
Give me biscuit for his layout.
Well, I said this last week, and I'll say it again. Nobody wakes up in the morning twirling their mustache saying, I'm going to be evil. The person who broke into the house probably felt like he had justification for doing it. And then he runs into the person who he's stealing from, and he gets a little bit of a conscience because this person needs it just as much as he does, if not more. And so he, you know, turns to his God and knows that she has her God, and they assume it's the same God, and they pray on it. But he's still going to steal from her because he needs it too.
Yeah. Well, you know what's funny is what if she was an atheist and she's like, and he's praying for her. He didn't obviously. He probably said, you know, if it were me, and this some dude had done this,
give him a right hook.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, give the right hook. Thanks for praying for me, huh? Yeah. Right. Then.
Yeah. You bow down. Broke into my house, and you're now bowing down. I'm going to take an opportunity here. And make sure that you don't leave this house without the police, you know, taking you off in cuffs.
Yeah, exactly. Dan, your thoughts?
Obviously, the guy just didn't pray hard enough.
He got caught.
Well, I pray that the wrong God.
Exactly. I pray that you get better and I don't get caught. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess my God doesn't work. Oh, I got caught anyway, and she's still crippled. Oh no. Vonnie, your thoughts?
I'll take the God behind curtain 3, please. Yeah, I think that if that were me too, I don't know, I probably would be more fearful than feeling sorry for him. But if he started praying, man, that would piss me off enough to get me right out of that chair.
Come here, buddy.
Put me right to my feet. Yeah. It'd be the last thing you'd want to do with me.
Oh, yeah. Our funny tweet comes from Only Gracie. She retweets Rationalist. That's RationalIsts. And he says, apathy is a dish best served with whatever.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Zach, your thoughts?
Sorry, I was distracted by the chat room.
Poem by the chat room.
My turn. Bad Zach.
I'm going to make up a sound effect. Someone get poemed by the chat room, and it's.
But I am a member of the Apathy Society.
Really?
Yes. Mm, and we have meetings. Well.
Are you serious?
Occasionally. Well, we no.
Sarcastic.
We meant to.
We meant to.
We were gonna.
It didn't really care.
Yeah, we just never got around to it. And someone was supposed to write down the minutes, but they didn't bring a pen.
The annual convention is coming up, though. Alfred E. Newman's going to speak there on the 31st of November.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I got to wash my hair that day.
There you go. Dan, your thoughts?
My only thought was I didn't really care for it.
Groan.
Nice. Vonnie, your thoughts?
Meh.
Whatever.
Okay.
Whatevs.
Whatevs. What an apathetic bunch.
I'm sorry, buddy. I didn't mean to cut you off. What was that?
No, do that one again because I love to hear her. I love.
I'll play after the show. A shout out this week has come from Dan, and he is giving the shout out to Goodbeard. That's GOOD_BEARD. And Dan, would you tell us a little bit about Goodbeard?
Goodbeard is a very cool guy that we follow each other on Twitter, and he's always. doing his best to fight tooth and nail against religion, and got a great sense of humor, and definitely worth following.
Definitely. I follow him, too, and he's got such a way with words.
I think I've had a few.
I don't know if I'm following him yet. I'm trying to look him up.
Yeah, I think I've had a few conversations with him back and forth on Twitter over the last several months. Occasionally, I post something and he goes, and then he makes a comment. We have a little conversation and it goes on from there. But yeah, if you're on Twitter, and if you're not on Twitter, why aren't you? And what are you doing here? give Goodbeard a follow. And let them know you heard them here on the show. Now, we were going to do this segment last week. I have no sound effect for it yet, and I'm not sure if I'm going to. But where is it here? There it is.
We could do What's Up again. What's up?
What's up?
No, we were going to do this last week, but we had so much Steve Jobs stuff that we kind of put it on hold. But we're going to have a new question, a segment called Question of the Week. I'm going to start off with the first question. And if you want to submit a question, send me the question with a hashtag PPA, and I will read your question on the air, and we'll take the best three for now, unless we get, like, a lot of them, and then we'll eventually taper it off to, like, two or one. But the question of the week is, and I want your answers. Please tweet your answer to me, and we'll post the best three answers. And if you got a good question, post that as well. But what would you do with a zombie? That is the question. What would you do with a zombie? Zach, what would you do with a zombie?
I would pet it and squeeze it and love it and hug it and pet it and squeeze it and
call it George.
Can I keep it, George? Can I keep it?
Dan, what would you do with a zombie?
Magnum, headshot.
Bonnie, what would you do with a zombie?
I would dance with the zombie.
Dance?
Ever seen Thriller? They can dance. Thriller.
What? Wasn't Michael Jackson was kicked out of the church because of that video, as I recall.
What a shock.
Well, that's it for us this evening. You can find all of us on Twitter. You can find Zach on Twitter as
Zach's Mind. That's ZACHSMIND. And you can also Google me. I'm all over the freaking place.
You betcha. And you can find Dan on Twitter as
Rel Unrelated. That's RELUNRELATED.
Yes. And you can find Vonnie on Twitter as
I will tell you, but first you have to tell me something.
What's that?
Where do they post their answers?
Oh, they can post. That's a good question. They can post it on Twitter. And with the hashtag PPA, or you can post it at the comments at PackardPokes@WordPress.com, and I will allow those comments to come through. So, and it'll be at the on the link will be when the show notes post. So,
if just they post it on Twitter, should they at least make it attention to you?
Yeah. Well, yeah. If you put the hashtag. Put hashtag PPA
at Packard Pokesat or at Packard.
Oh, it just as long as they put the hashtag PPA, I'll have a search going for it, so I'll see it.
You really think you're going to be the only one in the land of Twitter that has a hashtag PPA?
Oh well, that
really.
I don't know. Somebody check.
Maybe they should make to at you too.
All right. All right. Attention to me. Attention to me, Zach, Vonnie, or Dan. Or even Eric, even though he's not here. But put attention to one of us on the show here and put the hashtag PPA. Put your question and your answer to this question for this week. What would you do with a zombie? But anyway, but that's a good question, Vonnie. Now, Vonnie, where can they find you on Twitter?
You can find me at Evolution Child. It's EVOLUTION_CHILD.
Right. And you can find me on Twitter as Packard_Sonic. That's PACKARD_SONIC. You can find the show on Twitter as PackardPokesat, all one word, no spaces. And you can find the show notes at PackardPokesat.wordpress.com. All right. Well, this has been PackardPokesat, and we just poked at your news.
And that's a wrap.